Are produce aisles filled with GMO fruits and vegetables? Actually, no. I'm Julie Harger with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Storyteller and cook Jonathan Bardzik on a trip through the store breaks it down.
Talking to a friend this morning, and he said, oh yeah, GMOs are all over the place. Like, where do you think seedless watermelons come from? Well, seedless watermelons are hybridized. They're bred, and we've been breeding plants for over 1,000 years, but they're not GMO. In fact, if you go in your fresh produce aisle, there are only 5 GMO crops that you might find. You may see some summer squash, some potatoes, papaya, not a particularly big part of most of America's diet. You may see some sweet corn, and if you are lucky to be in a test market, you may see some of these cool new Arctic apples that don't brown after you cut them, which is kind of cool.
Bardzik supports consumer choice at the store.
I'm sitting here saying not to be worried about GMOs, but if you don't want to eat them, we all cut out a lot of things. But we should support the decisions that we think are science-based with good science. And science shows in the 20 plus years now that GMO crops have been produced, that they're safe for the environment, they're safe for our bodies, and they have the same nutritional value as non-GMO crops. And sometimes when they're genetically modified to have enhanced nutrition, they can have even better nutritional value.
I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.